John in Dunamana. Morning, John.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan. How are you, sir?
Okay.
Mr. Nolan, I was very interested there in your comment. You said that they're hard-working politicians up in Stormont, and they're all trying to... Who are they? Name them to us. Please name these hard-working politicians to the people of Northern Ireland this morning.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
So you don't think that the majority of them have good intent and are working hard?
Excuse me, Mr. Nolan, one second. Do you ever watch a programme called Stormont Today? I saw it on a Monday and a Tuesday night on BBC Two.
Very rarely.
Right. You want to watch it. And I want you to do an experiment. You see the minister who's up speaking. Don't listen to him. Watch what's going on in the background. They're playing with iPads. They're eating sweets. They're having a laugh. And they're passing wee notes to one another. That's a joke. That's a joke. Stormont is a joke. The politicians are a joke. The whole thing is a complete and utter shambles.
Yeah, it's just cheap what you're saying.
It's not cheap, none, Mr. Nolan.
The whole thing isn't a shambles.
It is a shambles.
It's not.
It is.
Well, it's just not.
It just is, though.
Yeah, well, just one second. I'm not going to get into some type of pantomime.
Well,
I'm not
getting into pantomime at all. Why are you in a corner? You can't seem to have no point back to me. Why is I put you into a corner? You cannot hold up a conversation with me.
Well, maybe I could try to, if you let me get a word in. Okay. These politicians are working on constituency business every week of the year. They're helping people behind the scenes.
Name them.
I'm not going to name one or two. Could I finish my point?
Yes.
I am not going to name a number of politicians because by the very logic of that, I would be leaving some out and I'm not going to do that. You know, the one thing I cannot be accused of in this country, let me assure you, I'm accused of most things. I can't be accused of being lightweight on politicians. I can't be accused of being cosy with politicians. So I'm telling you now, as it is, right? They work on constituency business every week of the year.
How do you know?
Because I know. I understand how it works.
I'll see you there in the next
A lot of them are actually, they care about this country deeply. A lot of them could earn a lot more money outside of politics.
Are you planning life in politics after you finish the Nolan Show? Are you going to go into politics yourself? Because you seem to put your politician's hat on today. You know, you're not answering the question put to you.
Yeah, maybe I'm just being fair.
No, you're not being fair.
Maybe I'm just being fair.
Hard work on politicians are, and then maybe we'll give them more respect. Who are these hard work on politicians?
When's the last time you were at the Assembly?
I was never at the Assembly in my life.
Well, there you go. Right.
Well, sure, it's not at the end of the day. That's nothing to do with it.
But you know how it works, of course.
I know. I have an idea how
you're
it works,
an expert.
Yes.
You're an armchair expert.
Well, so were you. So did you sit over in Manchester 3 nights a week pontificating to the whole nation how we should live our life? And getting paid for it?
I just think it should be slightly more grown up, John, than...
Why did you tell us who they are?
I think it should be slightly more grown up.
Yes.
Than just completely criticising every politician in Northern Ireland. And by the way, I repeat again, I very much doubt I'm on the Christmas card list of any politician in Northern Ireland.
But Mr. Nolan, you're not answering the question I'm putting to you. An old common 5'8", not university educated, state educated, not very well by the state, by the way, asking you a straightforward question. Who are these hard-working politicians that you're banging the drum about this morning? Who are they?
And I'm trying to explain to you.
But you won't. You see, you're doing a politician's answer. You're answering a question with a question.
No, I'm not, actually.
I'm actually doing your job this morning. I'm actually putting you in the corner this morning.
Right. What I'm doing is I'm telling you, I'm not answering with a question.
There you go. You're not answering the question.
Well, maybe I could answer it the way I want to.
Please. Don't hide behind the bushel. Tell people on the other end who these hard-working politicians are.
You made
the statement.
Are you on something this morning?
I'm in top form, thank the Lord in heaven, I'm in top form. I get lessons from you, you see.
I'm not going to name names, because by doing that, you would be leaving people out. It would be unfair to name people and unfair not to name people.
Okay.
But I can tell you now, how do you think some of the legislation gets into this country? How do you think things have changed in this country? You know, by the way, maybe there should be water rates in this country, but the fact that there are not water rates in this country is because the politicians have done some work and have decided that it is not happening. all of the different issues that there are. You know, there's a Department of Health in Northern Ireland, the whole health system in Northern Ireland.
There's a shambolic, a Mr. Putz, a man who is led by his religious convictions.
Well, he would deny that.
For the people of the country.
He would deny that. You're entitled to your view. He would deny that. What I can tell you now is that the health service saves many, many lives in Northern Ireland.
The ordinary people,
many lives in Northern Ireland.
The ordinary health service people, the ordinary health service personnel are heroes and heroines. They are doing a magnificent job.
Well, who do you think runs it? The Department of Health runs it.
The Department of Health runs it. Well, now, I can sit here and I can name off more inquiries. There's more things going wrong in the health service. And it's not the ordinary health, it's not the ordinary man, doctor or nurse or porter that works on the ground. It's the suits that are making the hems of it. It's not the ordinary doctor, nurse, porter, ordinary people that work in the hospital and do a fantastic job on our behalf. Where would we be without it? But can I ask you a question? Is Martin McGuinness working hard for this country? Is he working hard for Northern Ireland?
People would have different views.
But is Martin McGuinness working for, plural, Northern Ireland? Is he working for Northern Ireland? Northern Ireland.
Well,
Ireland.
Let me tell you.
Is he working hard for Northern Ireland, i.e. part of the United Kingdom?
Well, let me tell you. Let me answer that, right?
Okay.
And shut up 1 minute that I get a word in, right?
I'm just doing what you do.
Here's what I can tell you. I can tell you that Martin McGuinness is very busy for Northern Ireland. I can tell you that he pumps in a lot of hours, as does Peter Robinson. Are they doing a good job? Not for me to say. It's for you lot to say. Margaret and Carrickfergus. Morning, Margaret.
Good morning. I really think it was terrible to watch those politicians standing there as they should be. Very disrespectful. Eating there in front of the cameras. I really am disgusted, and so are many others.
Eating where?
Eating in front of the cameras.
In Stormont?
Yes.
I don't see them doing this, do they?
Well, you should have watched it the other night.
Eating sweets you're talking about?
Well, I don't know whether it was sweets, crisps or whatever, but it was quite disgusting. And that's all I have to say. I couldn't agree more with that
Margaret.
Gentleman. I couldn't agree more with
about,
that gentleman.
About the but do we understand that these politicians live and breathe among us in this country, that they are our neighbours and our friends and are using the same facilities? Don't demonise the whole political class in Northern Ireland. Don't do it.
Plenty of time to eat before they come in. Plenty of time to eat. Now, that's it. Thank you. Bye.
Mr. Nolan.
Yes, John.
Yes, Mr. Nolan. Would you please tip or whatever you do, or that Sky Plus or whatever, Stormont Today, 20 past 11, BBC Two, Mark Carruthers presents it. Maybe you don't watch it because he presents it.
I like Mark, but I've never seen that programme in my life.
You never watched Stormont Today?
No.
Right, well, you should watch it.
It's on too late for me.
Well, tip it. Or Sky Plus it, or whatever you want to do with it. Watch it, do you see? iPads, writing me notes, laughing away, sweets, whatever they're having. You know, and it's very disrespectful to whoever's speaking behind them. The whole thing's a shamble. The assembly itself, as the whole political system, is rotten anyway, because it's built upon a lie. And the whole thing really should be brought to an end.
Okay, John, thank you. Morning
thank you very
to you.
Much.
Morning to you.